Hour number two of 3D here on 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick with you. D-Mace will be back on Wednesday. Sean McDonough, who will be in the booth tonight with John Gruden, calling the Titans-Colts game. He will join us in the final hour of the program. But we catch up next with Bob Kravitz. Always good to talk to him. Been covering the Colts for a very long time in Indianapolis. He is in our fine city. So a 13 WTHR and Indy. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, I don't know. Ask us this time tomorrow because, you know, it's been the same theme over the years after the Colts game. We're kind of hoping it has a different theme tomorrow. 11 in a row is a lot in the NFL.
It really is, and 16 out of 17. I don't think that streak continues tonight, though. I think even though both teams are 2-3, I think one team really has a very good chance to win the AFC South, especially with all the injuries to, you know, key players in Houston. And now it looks like Leonard Fournette may be out for a while in Jacksonville. And the Colts, I think, quite honestly, are one of the worst 5-7 teams in the league. So I would be shocked if the Colts were able to pull this off tonight.
Yet, Jacoby Brissett, since they made that trade and went to him, he's won them two games. So Andrew Luck, we know, is not playing tonight. And you hear that, you know, he's getting close. He's getting close. Does anybody really know how close he's getting? I mean, what is close? Is it next week? Is it 4 weeks? What is it?
I think probably two weeks, possibly three. Apparently, Andrew told Sean McDonough during, you know, they have the meetings before the night before the game, and he told McDonough that he would not be playing against Jacksonville next week. So I would suspect that he might be ready for the Cincinnati game in 2 weeks from now. I do think some people know. I think Andrew's got a pretty good idea. I think the doctors and trainers have a pretty good idea. They just haven't chosen to call those of us in the media and share that information, sadly.
Darn it. Just never happens
Dang
anymore, you know?
Mark, I know.
Tell us a little bit more about Marlon Mack. I mean, I know their feature back is Frank Gore, but I've been watching Marlon Mack constantly on the radar week in and week out. What's his role with this team?
He's dynamic. I mean, he's their change of pace back. You know, he'll get, you know, 8 to 10 touches per game. I think they want to increase that as they go along. You know, he missed a lot of time with injuries during the preseason and early in the season. So he's not quite up to par when it comes to pass protection and being an effective third down back. So they don't see him as a three down back just yet. But I think in time he will be. Right now, though, he's really the first guy they've had since Donald Brown who has a chance to take to the house every time he touches the ball. And, you know, obviously it's not something that Frank Gore does with any regularity.
We got to know Al Woods when he was here with the Titans. How does he fit in Indy?
Oh, great. Look, their run defense, you know, statistically is not great just because they got lit up pretty badly by the Seattle Seahawks in the second half of their game out there. They gave up, I think, 195 rushing yards. But, you know, outside of that, they've averaged given up 3.2 yards per carry. And Al Woods and Jonathan Hankins and guys like that have had a whole lot to do with it. He's been the coaches have been very high in their praise for Al Woods. He's been very good.
We're talking to Bob Kravitz. He covers the Colts for 13 WTHR in Indianapolis. Bob, the offensive line for the Colts, I know, has had a number of issues injury-wise. Update us on that, if you will.
Well, you know, the guy who replaced Ryan Kelly, Deshaun Bond, is out for the season. But, you know, Ryan Kelly is back at center. Jack Muhort is now, it looks like he's going to be out for the season at guard. He'll probably be replaced by a second-year guy, LaRaven Clark. They're a little short on the offensive line. I think there's another change, but I don't want to mention it until I double-check. But, you know, two-fifths of their offensive line is going to be different. And that's the way it's been for years and years and years. They have not been able to maintain any continuity on that offensive line, and it's very, very ordinary. You know, it's they have an occasional game here and there where they protect the quarterback reasonably well, but you know, they'll give up their 3 to 4 sacks a game, generally speaking, and especially with Jacoby Brissett, who holds the ball quite a long time. And it's one of the bad things about him, and it's one of the good things about him, because much like Andrew Luck, he's always trying to make a play, and he's willing to hold the ball and take a shot if he has to. So, yeah, this offensive line is certainly not an area of strength for the Indianapolis Colts.
We've had our discussions about backup quarterbacks and how hard they are to find sometimes, and we were giving the Colts a lot of credit for the bold move of bringing in Brissett, because he may not be the greatest thing in the world, but as backups go, you have to like some of the things he's done. He's come in, he's given them some confidence, and he's made it work in some tough circumstances.
Well, the best thing about Jacoby Brissett is he's not Scott Tolzien. So, the two games they've won have both been against winless teams, against Cleveland and San Francisco. But you're right, Brissett has been good. He's improved each week. He's learning the playbook. He's learning his teammates. He's got kind of this, he's just got this poise and this thing about him where he just seems like he's in control of things. He's really good with his legs. Sometimes I feel like the Colts are better off when a play breaks down, and then it's just up to Brissett to sort of make a play. And no, he's been very good, and he gives the Colts some nice options. You know, at the very least, he's going to be their backup quarterback for the next couple of years. At the very best, if he continues to play well, maybe a real quarterback desperate team decides to throw a couple of draft picks the Colts' way, and maybe they move him at some point. So he's been a really nice find, and they didn't give up much for him. Dorsett, the wide receiver, has been very injury prone and unproductive. So that was a very nice move by Chris Ballard.
How does T.Y. Hilton still do it? It's really amazing, and that's the one guy that scares the daylights out of all the Titans fans, because they've watched Hilton year after year make big plays against them. Every time you think it's the time, well, this is the game that the Titans are going to break through and beat the Colts, he usually has a lot to do with it. So how are they continuing to get him the ball when everybody in the stadium knows he's their best weapon?
Yeah, you know, they use him, they use a lot of movement to try and get him a free break off the line of scrimmage, so he doesn't have to deal with bigger, stronger defensive backs. And, you know, quite frankly, there's not a lot of options. Dante Moncrief has been a total disappointment, 11 catches in 5 games. Kamar Aiken, who's, you know, moved up to their second wide receiver, hasn't done much. Jack Doyle will be coming back from a concussion, so that's good for the Colts. But, you know, T.Y. is just, he's just damn good. I mean, you know, it's and he's starting to develop a nice chemistry with Jacoby Brissett, which is something he did not have with Scott Tolzien. But then nobody had a good chemistry with Scott Tolzien.
Scott Tolzien, I get there's some parallels between Scott Tolzien and Matt Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times can I take a shot at this point?
Yeah, that horse is dead and at the glue factory, Bob.
Exactly. Won't stop me.
You know, you brought up Jack Doyle. It's good news for Indy. It's bad news for the Titans.
Yeah, Jack Doyle.
A former Titan and a former Doyle.
Western Kentucky Hilltop.
He has made some pretty good catches against the Titans.
Yeah, he has. He's just, you know, that's the reason they decided to cut bait with Dwayne Allen, who is, I don't think he's caught a pass in New England yet, or very few. You know, Dwayne Allen got the big money 2 years ago, and then Chris Ballard came in, the new GM, and said, yeah, that's not going to work for me. And Jack Doyle is just, you know, it's funny. He hasn't had a great season. He had 3 drops all of last year, and he had 3 drops in 2 games here recently. So he's not having a great year, but I would fully expect that, you know, water finds its level, and I think that Jack Doyle is, is going to have some productive games coming up here, maybe even tonight.
Let's look at the other side of the ball with Marcus Mariota in the situation he's in, and we're still not 100% sure that he's going to play, but if he does, the suspicion is he's still not 100%.
Right.
So the running game would figure to be the number one thing to look for from the Titans. That's what they want to do regardless. So how is the Colts
absolutely.
Rush defense?
Well, the rush defense is pretty good. Like I said, their rush defense is, except for the Seattle game when they got run over, especially in the second half, they're still at, you know, outside of that, they've averaged 3.2 yards per carry. So they're pretty stout. You know, their front seven's not bad. Well, their inside linebackers aren't very good, but only in pass coverage. They're pretty good against the run. So that's going to be the matchup to me. And the good thing for the Colts is that you probably, and we don't know this for sure, but you probably don't have to worry as much about Mariota's legs tonight as you normally would with him coming off the hamstring. If you got to worry about, you know, the running back and Mariota, that makes for a long day with the read option and everything else. But if they're not using him in that way, you can concentrate a little more on run blitzes and concentrating on Derrick Henry or
DeMarco Murray.
Who's the other?
Murray.
Yeah, DeMarco Murray. Thank you. I'm trying to wake up here.
Did you have a little fun in downtown Nashville last night, Bob?
No, I didn't. I'm under the weather.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
The out-of-town media always says that, Bob. That's
it's not the
yeah. That's code for Broadway and Second Avenue.
Yeah, some people call it the Tootsie's flu.
No. I wish I'd gone out and got stupid. I mean, that would have been nice. But anyway, by the way, Martin's Barbecue Joint, fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right.
Strong.
Just thought I'd throw in a plug for them.
Yeah.
And I forgot your question, so you know, don't mind me.
Last thing.
We're talking about DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, the running
right.
game.
Okay, yeah.
Now that Rodgers is out, you know, Scott Tolzien, since, you know, you'd be ready to ship him for anything,
bring
maybe they
back,
could
baby.
Ship him to Green Bay for a block of cheese.
Block of cheese, I'm thinking Gouda or cheddar. And,
your choice.
Yeah, everything would be good because, you know, if anything the NFL needs to get its ratings back up, I'm thinking, you know, just like more cowbell, more Scott Tolzien.
That's the cure, no doubt. Bob, always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this. We'll see you tonight at Nissan Stadium.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Thanks.
All right, that is Bob Kravitz. Always good to catch up with him. He is now in television. He's been in television for a while, but he was a longtime writer there for the Indy Star, 13 WTHR in Indy.
Now here's
he was not a fan of Scott Tolzien.
Here is
for good reason.
I kind of got that impression.
He's like, I'm running out of shots toward Tolzien.
He said, but that won't stop me.
So he said right out of the gates, the streak ends tonight.
Well, okay. Here's how my season has gone for the pick six. On Friday, when we put the line out there, it was 2.5, and we didn't know a whole lot about Mariota. It now all the vibes are that he's going to play.
He's going to play. I mean, unless something
but
he goes out there.
Have you
and something.
Seen the line today?
No, I haven't looked. I told you I haven't looked at the lines. Only Chase has cheated.
Titans by 8.
What?
The line has gone from 2.5 to 8. I guess because
yeah, I didn't see that one.
8?
8. I guess because Mariota's going to play. It's the only thing I can think of.
I wouldn't see it at 8,
eight.
If he was healthy.
That's scary.
Wow. 1-16 in the last 17, 11 in a row, and you're an 8-point favorite with a quarterback that's going to be about 75%?
Okay.
I
understand that, and every Titans fan has got the same feeling, and I do too. Just because anybody wearing the Colts uniform with the horseshoe is going to scare you to death because they haven't been able to beat them forever. The Colts, 2 wins under Brissett have been against the 49ers and the Browns. They have huge injury issues on the offensive line. They don't have a very good defense. They have one guy, in my opinion, who is a really, really good player on the field, and that's T.Y. Hilton.
Now,
but
the first game or the
it's the Colts.
The second game of the season, I guess that was when they lost 46-9 in the first game of the season against the Rams. I guess that's when they said, Scott Tolzien, I don't think this
not
is going to
work.
So they trade for Brissett, but I don't think Brissett played that first game, right?
He didn't play against the Rams.
No, I know that. I'm saying didn't he sit out a week and then he started playing because they lost to Arizona 16-13. Remember, if you watch
Arizona's not very good.
Ask Tampa Bay if Arizona's pretty good. Arizona was up 31-0 yesterday on the Bucs. Don't believe the 38-33 score you see, as that was how that game played out. It was 31-0.
I know, but
by the way, James
Winston, I don't think either one of those guys are very good. Those teams. There's a lot of teams where it's like, I don't know. Week to week, who knows?
But the Colts
might be in that bottom five group in the league. And that's the vibe you're getting from Bob Kravitz. But it's the Colts. It's the uniforms. They scare the daylights out of the Titans because they haven't beaten them for a long time.
But let's not act like this streak is just Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. It's not. There's a Josh Freeman in there. There's a Curtis Painter in there.
No, they beat Curtis Painter.
No, they also lost to Curtis
Painter.
No,
they lost to Don Orlovsky.
They beat him and they lost.
No, they
lost
to Don Orlovsky.
Whatever.
The Don Orlovsky factor.
Come up with another Indy
Jack Trudeau.
They lost to other questionable quarterbacks. It wasn't just Luck.
Jeff George was in there. No, he actually, no.
That would actually have been kind of a legit
Jeff
loss.
George, wow.
A little bit.
Hey, let this set in for a second. The last time the Titans beat the Colts, October 30th, 2011, I was not in radio. That's how long it's been.
I was not eligible to go on the radio at that time.
You were not.
Only for Predators pregame shows.
I was here. I was here.
Yep.
I was about a month
away.
The
day before Halloween.
I was a couple weeks away.
Wow. My son had just been born.
Mm-hmm.
He's a couple weeks old. So I wasn't sleeping.
I came on as an intern maybe 3 weeks later with Willie.
Hmm. You didn't have a beard.
I did not.
We'll get Adam on the other side. We'll take your phone calls. What do you think about tonight? Eight? You've got to be kidding me.
Eight? And when we come back, too, let's talk about the Mariota factor.
Our pick six is 2.5. Looks like the Grizzlies have waived someone that has ties to this area. We'll tell you about who we're talking about on the other side. He was a first-round pick by the Grizzlies. They have waived him. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll talk about the Titans and the Colts.
And let's talk about the quarterback situation for the Titans. I am very, very worried about this game tonight with Mariota's health.
Okay. We'll get Adam, too, on the other side. 737-1025. You are listening to 3D.